This ministry update from Ralph Drollinger is about Sonny Perdue and his intention to lead as Jesus would. Faith in God plays a big role in the lives of a number of White House cabinet members and Capitol Ministries. It is honored and privileged that many of them attend the weekly Bible study led by Ralph Drollinger, Capitol Ministry founder and president. Among them is Sonny Perdue, USDA secretary who was profiled in a story this week by Jennifer Wishon, senior Washington correspondent for Christian Broadcasting News. While some challenge the idea of Christians serving in government and leading the nation in keeping with God's precepts, for Perdue, there is no conflict. After being elected governor of Georgia, Perdue asked reporters, quote, "If you read the Sermon on the Mount, if you read the qualities of love, peace, joy, compassion, patience, those kinds of things, what are those qualities that disqualify somebody from governing?" He also has some kind words for the Capitol Ministry's Bible study that he regularly attends in Washington, D.C. "We thought you would enjoy Jennifer Wishon's story about Sonny Perdue, the man who is leading the department that regulates America's breadbasket. Here is a transcript of the television story that ran on Christian Broadcasting Network's 700 Club. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue aims to lead as Jesus would. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue is an easygoing son of a farmer who's made it big in politics, all while being open about his Christian faith. His agency doesn't typically get much attention, but finds itself in the limelight thanks to a trade dispute between the United States and its biggest customer, China. Sonny Perdue returns to his roots. Despite a storied career in politics, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue feels right at home, standing alone in the middle of a cow pasture, as he did on one of his recent Back to Our Roots tours of the Midwest. He grew up on a farm in middle Georgia, where he fed calves, mowed fields, and baled hay. Like a growing season, you could say the 71-year-old has come full circle. Sonny said, "I can remember being in the hay fields as a 10 or 12-year-old and working until 5 p.m., then going to put my Little League uniform on and going to play games," he remembers with a grin. Trusting Christ since childhood. It was around that time in his life when he invited Jesus into his heart while attending Bon Air Baptist Church. Sonny said, quote, "My mother may have known I was perfect, but God knew I wasn't. He knew that I was sinful, just like every other person born, and I needed a Savior. And at 11 years old, I recognized that and submitted to that need of someone to pay for my sins," Perdue tells CBN News. In Georgia, Perdue is a political legend. After leading the state Senate as a Democrat, he became a Republican and then, against all odds, won the governor's mansion, becoming the first Republican governor of Georgia since Reconstruction. And through it all, he's never shied away from his faith. Sonny said, quote, "If you read the Sermon on the Mount, if you read the qualities of love, peace, joy, compassion, patience, those kinds of things, what are those qualities that disqualify somebody from governing?" he asked reporters after being elected governor. "Christians in leadership need to live their faith." Sonny continued, quote, "We as Christians have failed to live the Christian life. That's why people worry when we get into office, because sometimes we're no different. But when we are really, literally living the Christian life, that's the best form of government you can have," end of quote. Despite the many important roles it plays, like regulating the food we eat, USDA isn't typically a hot plate topic in Washington, but the agency recently landed in the crosshairs of international news when the president decided to take on the nation's trade deficit with China, and China retaliated with U.S. farm products on the tip of its spear. Perdue said, quote, "President Trump is an interesting negotiator and sometimes leads with very much aggression, but has an ability to get people's attention. While farmers are anxious over trade disputes, over renewable fuel standards, ethanol, those kinds of things, labor, they're still President Trump's most loyal supporters," end quote. Purdue is running with Trump's Altus/federal regulations, putting nearly 30 on the chopping block last fall with more to come, cutting red tape for farmers. He says red tape is a common complaint among farmers. Purdue said, quote, they have to have an HR director to comply or a CFO on staff to do that. And farmers, it's typically a farmer and his wife trying to comply with these regulations and permits and reports and all those kinds of things without violating the law. And it's a very thin line to walk sometimes, end of quote. Purdue caught grief when he recommended replacing food stamps with so-called harvest boxes of non-perishable goods. That idea was swiftly canned, but he's in favor of tightening work requirements for food stamp recipients, focusing on a hand-up over dependency. And he's wading into the immigration debate, using his authority to make the guest worker program more flexible for farmers. Purdue said, we need a legal workforce on farms. We don't want people living in the shadows there. We don't want farmers doing things illegally, a sentiment he says the president is aware of. Purdue finds himself in an interesting new role as elder statesman, seasoned Republican, serving in the cabinet of a renegade. He says, quote, with a smile, he's an interesting fella, and he's all business. What I like to say about him, he is decisive. He knows where he wants to go. He is a sooner rather than later business guy. I understand and I get it, but he has the essence of any good, successful leader. You would think he's totally made up his mind about what he's going to do, but he always has a little back door left open if you go around, knock on it politely, and give him the facts he's willing to change his mind, end of quote. Leading as Jesus would. The secretary says he strives to lead as Jesus would. Once a week, he gathers with as many as 10 of his fellow cabinet members to pray and study the Bible, led by Capital Ministries founder Ralph Drollinger. Purdue said, quote, it's in depth. It's not just checking the box. We actually go through the Bible verse by verse and we challenge ourselves. The main thing we challenge ourselves is taking the Word of God and making sure that we are living it, not just talking about it.